Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. God is the greatest. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Ir-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, we give praise and thanks to Almighty God Allah for His coming and appearing to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. We forever thank Almighty God Allah for fulfilling the prophecy that He Himself would come in the last day and raise a messenger from among the brethren, and that He would put His words into His mouth, and He would speak all of that He was commanded. The one of whom I'm speaking of, that one who was raised by Almighty God Allah, is a leader, teaching a guide to you and I, is the most honorable minister, pardon me, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and his minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, is his divine reminder, a spokesman, the very voice of God in our midst today, that comforter that was promised in the last day. Clearly and surely, without a doubt, now the world have come to recognize that that one who is reminding us of the divine teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and giving us and leading and guiding us to the right and straight path of God is the most honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan. So it is in all of their names that I greet each and every one of you with the greeting words of peace. We say it in our mother tongue, the Arabic language of Assalamu Alaikum. Brothers and sisters, again, welcome to the Final Call News Hour. I'm your host, Dr. Donald Shabazz, and I'm happy and thankful and grateful to Almighty God Allah that you are tuning in this evening. And so always, brothers and sisters, I encourage you to contact someone, a friend, a family member. Let them know that the Final Call News Hour is on the air, and that they should tune in, because we want to bring to you a life-giving and a life-saving message from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad under and through the leadership of the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But before we go forward, I have to let you know that the views that you hear on WAIF do not represent the views of the membership, our Board of Trustees, but rather the views that you hear represent my views or the views of my guests. But as always, I thank you and thank you and thank you for tuning in each Friday to the Final Call News Hour. Before we begin, brothers and sisters, I would just let me say this to you, that this show, the Final Call News Hour, is dedicated to the knowledge of Almighty God Allah. It's dedicated to the remembrance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and is dedicated to the teachings and the leadership of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And what we attempt to do each Friday is expose you, to bring you into a deeper and clearer understanding of Almighty God Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, and try to introduce you to a deeper and clearer understanding of his teachings of his divine messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and also the one who was sitting in his chair, who standing in his place by God's permission, the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But now tonight I'm going to kind of deviate from that particular golden mission, because there's something else I want to bring to your mind and to your attention. But again, as we indicated before, that's the nature and the purpose of this program, the Final Call News Hour. But there are also other things that remember today that we're in what is known as that War of Armageddon. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has defined it on many occasions, said that that War of Armageddon is that final war, that war that would end all wars. And he says that that war and that the enemies of that war has many, many faces, and you and I have to understand. He says that that war is between God and the devil, truth and falsehood, right and wrong, black and white, or white and non-white. So it's a consequence. Those are the terms, whether we agree or not, whether we like it or not. That's nevertheless what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us. And we have got to be able to understand the day and time in which we live and what must be done. So, brothers and sisters, today I want to kind of first talk a little about what I talked about last week. As we know, I'm going to extend the our fund drive, our members-a-thon, a membership drive, voluntarily an additional 30 days. Now, it was officially up on the end of April. However, I'm going to extend it because what I want to do, I need your help. I need your support, brothers and sisters, and I'm asking you, if you have been a regular listener to the Final Call News Hour, or even if you're not, or if you're just one of those persons out there sitting monitoring the show to see what it is that we're going to say, I want to let you know, brothers and sisters, that there are people out here who are attempting to overtake the station, as I indicated last week, that there is a little group of yuppies, mostly white, mostly Republican, more than likely racist, and they are seeking to take over WAIF. WAIF now has become a rare jewel and a very, very valuable asset for the city of Cincinnati, because this is the only radio station that I know of in America. And I indicated before, I could be wrong. If someone has researched this subject more than I have, you can call and let me know that. But it's my understanding, based upon my research, that we have become the most diverse and most progressive radio, community radio station in all of North America. And that we have more programs directed at more communities, regardless of what they are, than any other radio station in the country. So therefore, these group of yuppies have enlisted a ragtag newspaper called City Beat Magazine that now is seeking, with their help, to overthrow or to take over the station. And then by doing so, they want to eliminate the mission of WAIF, and that is to serve the unserved, to give you a voice, to give you an opportunity to talk about those things that you would never hear on any of the commercial radio stations or any of the other school or university-type radio shows in this particular area or anywhere else. And therefore, I'm asking your help. Do not let that happen. If you value the programming that you hear, and as I have in my possession, an email, a letter, where they are seeking to take the Final Call News Hour off of the air, where they're encouraging that. And I understand that many of the ethnic programs, many of the African programs, the African American or black program, the chain to shake up the Friday night, to put instead of, in other words, if they have their way, brothers and sisters, you might hear Dolly Parton singing about coming around the mountain, or whatever the name of that song is, at 6 o'clock on Friday. Now, I know you don't want that one. We're not going to allow them. I'm asking you to help. So we will have a boss in the forum for the most dynamic leader in the hells of North America, the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as he breaks down and gives us the clarity, the divine wisdom, the powerful wisdom, the life-giving and life-saving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I know that even if you have not accepted, you're not a Muslim, but every time you listen to this great leader, you learn something, you feel uplifted, your heart and your mind begins to open up, you begin to see and understand things that you never really understood before. So I'm asking your help. I need 22 more members. I indicated last week I've set a goal of 50 new members. I still need 22 more members. So I'm asking you to call me tonight, either on air or off of the air, make your pledge. Call me at 749-1444, and make your pledge. Or you can make out a money order or a check, send your check to 1434 East McMillan Street, Cincinnati, 45206. So make that out the way. If it doesn't go to me, it goes to our radio station, WAIF FM Cincinnati, Ohio. So, brothers and sisters, I'm asking that if you will do that, okay? We have a call coming in already. So, caller, you're on the air. Okay, we seem to have some problem with that caller. And somehow, I'm hearing some music that is on the air. Let me double check that out. Okay, now that you can hear me okay, that's good. And I wanted to be clear because I want you tonight to listen with me, to bear with me. I know, as I indicated before, we normally are playing something or teaching something from the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But tonight, I'm deviating from that show policy for the reason that I just stated before. It's that I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, that let's preserve faith as it is. If you want to hear the great variety of program, the infinite program, and then become a member of WAIF. If you haven't had time, make your pledge. If you don't have the money now, at least make your pledge. So I know you're out there. I know that you're with the show. You're back in the final call news hour. I need to know that. See, the enemies, they need to know that as well. And therefore, I'm asking you to make your pledge. But anyway, this little group has enlisted the help of City Beat Magazine to print articles that they think that will impugn the character. Okay, we'll take this call. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I was calling about making a pledge.
Very, very good, sir. Here's what I'll do. Hold on, so you won't have to do it over the air. Can you hold on 1 second, please?
Correct. That'll be fine.
Okay, hold on just one moment. I'm still hearing a little static on this one, but I've got someone here that's going to write this up for me. Okay. They're going to take this off the air. So hang on there just one moment, all right?
No problem.
Okay, wow. I hear a lot of... sound like airplanes in the back. I'm not sure what's going on.
I'm sorry, that's my air conditioner in my car.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay, sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, please.
All right.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to make
a pledge. Hold on, babe. We still got you on the air for some reason. Hold on. Okay, there we go. We got it now. All right. A lot of technical equipment here. Okay. Again, brothers, now I just need 5 more for this evening. Colin, as soon as this caller gets off the air, someone call. I'm asking for your support. If you want to hear the strong music, if you want to see the dynamic leadership, if you want to see, and remember this, and let me say this one, and to help you understand who the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and who the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan are. You see, if you look at, we're living in a time similar to that of Moses and Aaron. You see, as we know the great Moses, it's called it nowadays the great emancipator, the great leader, those one who took the children of Israel and separated them from their open enemy, Pharaoh at that time, who was ruling like a god. Just the same way, see, real close similarity between the Bush presidency and Pharaoh. He rules like he's a god. He doesn't care about your rights. They tap into your telephone, your conversation. They spy on you. They got you afraid to open up your mouth against the things you see going on wrong in America and throughout the world. He sits up there in 1600 Pennsylvania like Pharaoh sat on his throne. But remember that God in that time, he raised up first Moses. But then because Moses knew the mission was so broad, that it was so wide, that he asked God for a helper. And God gave him his brother Aaron as his helper. So you have the dual combination of Moses and Aaron. And if you look in the Bible, you'll see how often Moses is mentioned. He's mentioned not only throughout the Old Testament, he's also mentioned in the New Testament. And then if you look in the Holy Quran, you will find that Moses is mentioned almost as often as Prophet Muhammad. So I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, God has given us a sign. of this day and time in which we live in the day of the modern Pharaoh's time, the day of that modern Egypt, you see? And he has given us a duo of Moses and Aaron. And I ask you, which two men in America can you say best fits the prototype of Moses and Aaron? Not a single leader, see, led the children out of Egypt land, you see, out of the clutches and out of the servitude and slavery under the Pharaoh of the past. So today I ask you, if the conditions are the same, then which two men? Caller, you're on the air. Caller. Okay. Maybe I got a game player. Call him. I'm hanging up on you. You have to call back, okay? Now, I'm asking you, which two men in America, not one, if you're a single leader, you see, you don't fit. See? It couldn't be. Okay, I'm going to take this call again. Call, are you there?
My brother Shabazz?
Yes, I'm here. I hear you.
I'm just curious. I mean, I've been listening to WAIF for probably close to 20 years right now.
Yeah, okay.
And one thing I try to understand, in all my years of living in Cincinnati, I've been trying to do things so that our people can move forward to be equal with people.
All right.
And it seems to me like you want to work more towards a separatist type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't really understand that, because, you know, I listened to your show last week, and I heard that thing you was talking to. You had that article that was in that City Beat magazine last week.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's more of a situation that was a reflection on you more than the station, because WAIF, in the years that I listened, has been more diversity. It has been more people out there trying to spread the word of unity. And it seems to me like you want to be someone who is separating things from them.
What's that mean, separate things? What's that mean?
It just means, I think, with all the years I've been listening to WAIF, I've heard fellow brothers, I've heard white folks, I've heard German people, I've heard Hispanic people, I have heard all kinds of people on the station.
Okay.
I can't see that people
Have you heard me for the last 12 years?
I've been listening to your show on and off for years.
Okay, then. Okay.
And it bothers me that you're saying that people are trying to bring down your station, because When I've been listening, when I read in that article, it seems like you as an individual is the person that isn't doing the right job.
Let me ask you this one, brother. If you've been listening for years, do you know where we were 5 years ago?
Where were we located five years ago?
In the basement down there?
That's right.
Have you ever been down in there?
I've been to the Arms Hotel many times. There's a lot of bad characters in that place.
Kind of gruesome down there, wasn't it?
It's absolutely scary.
Are you aware that we're out of there now under my leadership? Are you aware of that?
I'm very aware of
that. Okay. That we've come to you know we have our own building now?
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay. Are you aware that we have totally renovated the building?
No, I have not been to
the
studio.
Okay, let me make you aware of that. Are you aware that we've totally re-equipped the building?
No, I told you, sir.
Okay, let me make you aware of that one.
Hold on.
Listen to me a moment now. Are you aware that we're going to pay off our mortgage in less than 5 years? Are you aware of that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, be aware of it. We're going to pay it off in less than 5 years. Are you aware that we are financially sounder than we have ever been in the 30-year history of the station? Are you aware of that?
But I am not.
Are you aware of the fact that we do not, when we pay off this mortgage, we will be totally debt-free? Are you aware of that?
But what I'm aware of, my brother, is what I keep listening to. Hold on.
See, don't duck the subject. See, you question my leadership, and I'm telling you, which leader away for any organization you know have accomplished that? My name is on the mortgage of this building. Are you aware of that?
It should be to the people like me, the people who have given money over to the station.
Have you given more than I've given?
Have you given more time than I've given? I can tell you over the years that I've probably given several thousand dollars to your station.
Well, okay, we appreciate that one, but it doesn't even come close, okay? So are you aware that I have been a member of the Board of Trustees for 10 years straight? Are you aware of that?
I'm aware of the fact that you have been the chairman of the board for at least 6 or 7 years or so.
Yeah, and the vice chair for 4 years prior to that. Were you aware of that?
No, I was not.
All right, then. So a lot of things you really need to become aware of.
What I'm saying is I've been listening to you for the last week talking about fellas coming in and trying to take things over and stuff. And if your organization is that powerful, how can any man come in there and take people out?
Well, they can't. And that's why I'm fighting, is to make sure that it doesn't happen. Let me ask you something. Are you black or white?
I am a black man. I am 45 years old, and I have lived in Bond Hill and Cincinnati all my life.
Okay. Now, it's what I said about Moses and Aaron separating the children from Pharaoh. Was that true or false?
Pardon me, sir. I did not hear you.
Okay, listen to what I'm saying. The parable that I gave you about Moses and Aaron separating the children of Israel from Pharaoh, is that true or false?
I would think that potentially is true, sir.
All right, thank you. You just made my point. Thank you for your call, sir. Okay, brothers and sisters, we're back, okay? As I indicated before, that Moses and Aaron, God gave two men the solution to the problem. And I'm trying to get you to determine and ask me, call me and let me know which two men in America today fit more closely the prototype of Moses and Aaron than anyone else in America today. Was it Marcus Garvey? Answer that question, got to be no. Okay, we got another call. Okay, we got something going. All right, you're in the air. Caller, you're in the air. I guess you're not. Okay, so that's what we want you to see, brothers and sisters. It couldn't have been Marcus Garvey. Couldn't have been Noble Drew Ali. Couldn't have been Martin Luther King and Ralph Abernathy. No, they were not working together. You see, who could it be? Couldn't be the imam. It could be any other leader. The only two that actually fit 100% the parable of Moses and Aaron is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Oh, caller, you're on the air. Okay. Sister, you're on the air.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Yes, sir. Likewise.
Great.
Well, you already know my answer. We already know that the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and the modern-day George Bush fits the Bible today. It says those who have eyes see and those who have ears hear. And those who have a mouth, they testify. And if you're not testifying right today, then the Bible said if you're a lover of this world, then you're an enemy to God.
That's right.
So I heard the guy that just got off, you know, and that's the thing that I'm detecting in our people today, especially black people, because, see, they think because they got a little wealth that they're doing fine, which is good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against that. But mm-hmm. God is separating today.
Exactly.
If you don't think that he is not separating today, you look down there what happened in Katrina.
Right.
And who were the ones that were left out in the cold? So it ain't nothing about what we're doing or what we're saying or what the Bible, really it's the Bible and the Quran is saying. It's what's the actual facts today. And if you don't want to open your eyes to see, then you will pay the penalty for rejecting the messenger and the message that is being presented today.
Exactly.
God is very angry today. And if we had any sense, we would be angry because we see the corruption and all the killing. And, you know, it says, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. And all the guns that's been put in our neighborhoods today. You know, they didn't give them to the slaves, a brother had said that, but we're killing, it says, all this killing that's going on, designed, because God is going to intervene. It might be even sooner than what we even now think. If we can look at what's taking place today, and the final call is being given today, you know, and the separation. I remember in the movie how Moses said, all those who are with me, get on this side.
Right.
And all those who are with me, stand on that side. So that's when you say something out of your mouth, that's what you're saying.
Exactly.
So you with Pharaoh today, but those who are with Moses today, you stick with Moses and you stick with the prototype of the Honorable the airing of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan today, because that's what it is. It's the separation is taking place.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So you know, you better, if you don't know, you need to research your Bible. And it's not something that we as individuals, this is what God in the plan and make it before we were even brought on the planet.
That's right.
Thank
that's
you.
Right.
Have a nice evening.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. We appreciate so much. Okay, that'll be a good lead-in from what the sister said. And evidently, our poor brother would come in. I guess he has a good heart, but really doesn't read, doesn't understand. Because, I mean, throughout the Bible, we know that, and I think in Revelation, very last book of the Bible, it says, come out of her, my people. See? Be not part of her plague. Be not part of her sins and receive not of her plagues. But listen with God's message to her. It says, come out of her, my people. You see? And he's telling you, don't participate in her sins, and then we will not receive of her plague. But her sister pointed out today. It probably the brother who called me, I think, was probably a reverend. But you can't get around that. I think even Jesus said that when he came, he's going to come to separate the sheep from the goat, you see, and the wheat from the tare. Now, we know that God, you certainly are more intelligent, reverend, if you are one, that God is not going to come all the way back to earth to separate some furry four-legged animals. Or you around, you come here farming, you go around farming, separating wheat from the tare. But that's symbolic, that means that he can bring about a separation between right and wrong, truth and falsehood, good and bad, the wicked and the righteous. You see? I mean, how can he punish the wicked if the righteous are all up and among them? You see? So you really don't understand, my brother, but you really need to read. And let me read this article for this one. Hold your telephone call for maybe about 4 or 5 minutes, if you would. I want to read this article. It was written by a Caucasian man and tell you what they think about. See, and they're very, very similar to this neocon group out here, little young yuppies who are now seeking through the help of City Beat and maybe some other outlets, you know, attempting to take over the leadership of WAIF. I stand on my record. You can't, no one, just because you listen to me, just because you're a supporter, and I appreciate all of that. When I tell you that every time I talk to you, we appreciate the help, the support, your donations, your contributions to where your underwriters. We appreciate all of that to keep that on the air, but it doesn't go for me. And I don't rarely, you hear me take the credit for that. I think you who have listened to me for going over 10 years on this radio station have never heard me bragging or attempting to take the credit for any of the good things wrong. But I have provided the leadership. I've been the captain of the ship. And what we have come for, you have never seen. You can't point to a radio station similar to WAVE that have made greater progress in the last 5 years than we have under my leadership. Those are the facts. Whether you like my subject or not, it doesn't change the fact. But listen, and I say this to this brother, that this is what was read and this is what has been said about it. And this is how many white people feel about us to this very day. Listen to this very, very carefully. It says, for those of you who have heard it, this is an article by D. Lee, a guy named D. Lee. He was reading this on a New York radio station. And for those who didn't hear it, it's very deep and true. And it's entitled Blacks Don't Read. So it's a very heavy piece. I want to say this one, that a Caucasian person wrote this particular order. But listen to the words of it very, very, because it's exactly what we're trying to tell you all the time. But he puts it in a very, very succinct way. I think it's worth hearing and repeating to you. He said, here's what he says, talking to other white people about you and I. He said, they are still our slaves. Listen to me. You, black people. This white man saying, you are still the slaves of white people. Say, we can continue to reap the profits from the blacks without the effort of physical slavery. Don't need physical slavery anymore. He said, look at the current methods of containment that they use on themselves. Number one is ignorance. Number two is greed. And three is selfishness. He says, their ignorance is the primary weapon of containment. A great man once said, the best way to hide something from black people is to put it in a book. Now, we live in the information age. they have gained the opportunity to read any book on any subject through the efforts of their fight for freedom. Yet, they refuse to read. There are numerous books readily available at Borders, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon.com, not to mention their own black bookstores that provide solid blueprints to reach economic equality, which should have been their fight all along. But few read consistently, if at all. Greed is another powerful weapon of containment. Blacks, since the abolition of slavery, have had large amounts of money at their disposal. Last year, they spent $10 billion during Christmas. Think about that, brothers and sisters. And that's more, and that's fact. And that figure may even be low. They spent more than $10 billion during Christmas out of their $450 billion in total yearly income, approximately 2.22% of our yearly national income was spent during Christmas. Any of us can use them as our target market. This is a white man talking now. They said any of us, meaning the other Caucasian, can use them as our target market for any business venture that we care to dream up. No matter how outlandish, they will buy into it. Being primarily a consumer people, they function totally by greed. They continually want more, with little thought for saving or investing. They would rather buy some new sneaker than invest in starting a business. Some even neglect their children to have the latest Tommy Hilfiger or FUBU, and they still think that having a Mercedes in a big house gives them status or that they have achieved the American dream. They are fools, he says. The vast majority of the people are still in poverty because their greed holds them back from collectively making better communities. With the help of BET, Black Entertainment Television, and the rest of their black media that often broadcasts destructive images into their own homes, we will continue to see huge profits like those of Tommy and Nike. Tommy Hilfiger has even jeered them, saying that he doesn't want their money. And look at how the fools spend more money with him than ever before. They'll continue to show off to each other while we build, meaning white people, build solid communities with the profits from our businesses that we market to them. Selfishness, ingrained in their minds through slavery, is one of the major ways that we can continue to contain them. One of their own, E.B. Du Bois, said that there was an innate division in their culture, a talented tenth, he called it. He was correct in his deduction that there are segments of their culture that have achieved some form of success. However, that segment missed the fullness of his work. They didn't read that the talented tenth was then responsible to aid the non-talented 90% in achieving a better life. Instead, that segment has created another class, a bumpy class that looks down on their people or aids them in a condescending manner. They will never achieve what we have. Think of what he said to us. We will never achieve what they have. Their selfishness does not allow them to be able to work together on a project or endeavor of substance. Let me repeat that line again. Said, their selfishness does not allow them to be able to work together on any project or endeavor of substance. When they do get together, their selfishness lets their egos get in the way of their goals. That's worth repeating as well. When they do get together, their selfishness lets their egos get in the way of their goal. Their so-called help organization seem to only want to promote their own name without making any real change in their community. They are content to sit in conferences and conventions in our hotels and talk about what they will do while they award plaques to the best speakers, not the best doers. Oh, right on the money. Is there no end to their selfishness? They steadfastly refuse to see that together each achieves more. Listen to that, brothers and sisters. This is why he's been talking. This is what we should be telling ourselves. But he said they steadfastly refuse to see that together each achieves more. They do not understand that they are no better than each other. Even with what they own, in fact, most of those buffets are but one or two paychecks away from poverty, all of which is under the control of our pens in our offices and our boardrooms. Yes, we will continue to contain them as long as they refuse to read, continue to buy anything they want, and keep thinking they are helping their communities by paying dues to organizations which do little other than the whole lavish conventions in our hotels. By the way, don't worry about any of them reading this letter, because remember, they don't read. Blacks don't read. And this was a letter written by George Johnson, Plain Dillon, Bossier City, Louisiana. Brothers and sisters, I think he hits the nail right on the head. This is what we're trying. We know the Honorable Minister has far kind of set up a Mises Morph movement in which the purpose and the desire of that movement is to reconnect the talented 10 to the 90% untalented of our people, to provide that leadership that you and I need, one for them. We've got to come together. If we don't, we're living in that day when we're being destroyed as a people. And Reverend, I think that was a Reverend out there that called me on the phone. This is the time you and I, that God says, and I think it's just to point it out, and if you see for yourself, we're already separated. You don't live. We see white community, white schools, white church. Look at you. If you're a reverend, how can you not talk about separation or talk about it when everybody says that the 11 o'clock hour, the church, 11 o'clock, is the most segregated hour in America? Segregated means, in some sense, separated. You're not a minister over some white church. You don't have a lot of white, Latinos, Asians, Latin Americans, Africans sitting up in your church. You're already separated. Maybe you just don't have the guts and the heart to say it. So separation, brothers and sisters, whether we like it or not, is God's solution to the problem. I pose this question. I'm going to move on from this subject here. I posed the question several years ago, and I asked the question, can black and white live in America together in peace? I asked you that question, and I asked for your intelligent comments on that. Just calling up, just talking about nothing that doesn't mean anything like that one. But give me an intelligent answer to that question. Can black and white live together in America in peace? What do you say, caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Go ahead, you're on the air. We've got some problem folks out there this evening. My gosh. Okay, call. If you're serious, call the call back. You want to play games, okay, have your laugh, and let's move on. So, and I think when you come up, if you ask that question truthfully, I have to ask you, if we can, after 450 years living in America together, and it's been one of racism, white supremacy, torture, murder, and even we see right now the jailing of our youth right here in the city of Cincinnati, over 1,000 of our youth and others criminalized for minor little crimes of spitting on the sidewalk, jaywalking tickets, disorderly conduct, things of that nature right now. Don't you see what's going on, brothers and sisters? You and I, God says today that he has in mind that punishment. He's going to bring calamity after calamity here on America for her wickedness and her wrongdoing and primarily what she's done to you and I. Why should we today not, when you know, Reverend, the horrors of our people, the crimes, the injustice that we have suffered, and we act like we don't see that, don't know that. What is God? Is God just going to look the other way? Is he blind? Caller, you're on the air.
Greetings and peace, Brother Shabazz.
Greetings.
I wanted to say that I think that people of color and the Caucasian race can live in peace, and they have for a millennium, but only the people that chose to stand in light rather than in hatred. That God is love, and that we are not permitted to kill or hate each other because it's a step backward spiritually. We owe it to ourselves to serve each other and therefore serve the Creator.
Right. Okay. All right. Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Peace.
You know, and I think that's good. I think it's more what we'd like to see happen rather than reality. We know that we're being killed subtly. The guns is being introduced. The drugs, the 40 ounces being introduced, market, as the man indicated before, marketed us by these greedy major corporations. That's what they're doing. And so consequently, brothers and sisters, that they're killing us in many subtle ways. Many people don't really know that because they have not really been taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But they are killing us. There's a plan to kill and destroy our race. You're on the air, caller.
Thank you for your time. I really want to call in. I wanted to hear you go on or play a tape like I always listen to you, and I will be back in your show. Let me say this.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, the teachings of Elijah Muhammad gave us the foundational knowledge to build a nation.
Exactly.
It taught us not just to be citizens within America, but to realize that, yes, we are a swallowed nation of people. And because we're a swallowed nation of people within a nation, where do we come from? We come from Africa. All of these major corporations, Chevron, Mobil, British Petroleum, they reap the benefit from Africa. Africa's mineral resources, natural resources, the oil deposits, the diamonds of Oppenheimer and De Beers comes from Africa.
Exactly.
Because we were stolen from that place and brought over here, and our ancestors worked as slaves, we have not reaped the benefits from our own mother country.
Exactly.
And so we are in a constant imbalance. We are in constant chaos because economically we are not sound. Our people are, because the FCC regulates what comes across the radio, they're aware that these Jewish managers are pimping black male egos in the media through music, teaching a youth culture that has nothing to do with liberation, nothing to do with independence, nothing to do with sound economic principles, but instead to become, as you were talking about, a consumer nation. Buy the biggest truck, buy the latest clothes. These brothers are being used by Jews because they want to be popular. They want to be known. What do we do? What do we do as black people swallowed up in a country that is not our own, where not only the country is falling apart, people, let me tell you, your youth is fed up. There's a huge generation gap, and I hear you all often, you know, not the conscious elders, but often they blame the youth. See, the youth are unbridled. They're not slaves. They're not punked out to this economic system and condition. They see it's a farce.
Exactly.
And it's going to come a day when they're going to come to the streets and they're going to take it to the streets. And they're not going to have enough police to hold back all of the anger of over 500 years of economic injustice, racial injustice, of police brutality. And they will take it to the streets. We may not have a plutonium bomb, but the same way that Israel recognized that the Palestinians had to be given justice is the same way white America must recognize that the Africans that you are holding need justice. They will give justice to the Mexican and allow them to swarm this country because they know they can reap the economic benefits from it. Black people, if you really want to protect your children, you need to get a gun, period. The white man does not appreciate you marching with signs and having temper tantrums and fits and going on the blogs and reporting to him all of the evils you feel your people are doing. No, the only thing they respect is war. They are a people of war. We have a war president. He'll tell you in a minute. It's war. And if you don't answer the call to war, when the war comes to knock at your door, you'll be a prisoner of war. you'll be put in jail just like the rest of them. And so the teachers of Elijah Muhammad taught them brothers the fruit of Islam, military training, taught them how to be security-minded, how to know martial arts, and not only that, how to be ethical and have integrity and how to deal with people in a humane way. So they're not a group of hate-filled preachers like the brother was trying to say. There is no separation if we are not able to come to grips with who we are as a people. We must read. We have to get our minds, and because whatever you put in your mind come out your body.
Exactly.
Turn off the TV. Cut the TV off. Cut that bull crap off that they playing on the radio 24/7 to program your mind to self-discretion.
That's right.
Cut it out and listen to Elijah Muhammad's teachings, whether it come from Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who was a fiery warrior, who was raised under the teachings of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. These men have put in time.
That's right. Or even sisters like Sister Dorothy.
Whoever's
teaching it like this one. And let me say this one, though, Sister. I hear you say, regarding we are taught, that's what FYI means in military training, giving the men belong to Islam. But the one thing, the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan indicated before that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he did not advocate that we carry weapons.
There
in fact,
is a chapter in The Fall of America that speaks of the habitation of devils.
Yeah.
The country had become a habitation of devils. It's not to say that you can't have a gun because you're Muslim. It's to say that, you know, if somebody smacks you, if you turn the other cheek and let them smack your other cheek, you get up, they smack you again, hit you on the other cheek, you get up again, and you say, well, brother, I still love you. I still forgive you. That's not Christian. You a damn fool.
Yeah.
And that's not Muslim. You a fool.
Then we don't do that, sister.
We have to think in terms of self-defense in an organized military fashion, or we will be wiped off of this planet, not just in America, but also in Africa. That's why the Janjaweed is destroying the Sudanese black people in Africa, because they have military expertise. And they know that our people are nonviolent and spiritual. They know that our people understand the wealth of Africa, but refuse to fight for it. And even though Elijah Muhammad taught that we would not be the destroyers of white America, he did preach and teach that the destruction of white America was going to come from God, as it's doing today with these hurricanes and tornadoes every single day. We can control the weather.
Right.
It's not necessary that we have to carry a gun, but if you pray enough, if you burn an incense, if you burn a candle, if you call upon your ancestor spirit, sure enough, the houses and masons will be torn down. Believe it or let it alone.
Just on that note, I thank you so much for this. Okay. I love your thought.
And I promise my pledge on Tuesday. I will be there, brother. I hope you stay on the air forever.
Yes, ma'am. Please. Why don't you do this, sister? Are you still there? Okay. All right. Sister, I hope you're still listening. Okay. What I like you to do, just in case I'm not here Wednesday, if you would take that pledge and mail that to 1434, that's East Macmillan Street, 1344 East Macmillan Street. Okay, we got another car coming. Okay, caller, you on the air.
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam.
How are you, Brother Donald?
I'm doing fine. So before you ask your question, let me make one comment, because
sure.
I want to make sure the people know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us not to carry a gun, not to arm ourselves. And one of the reasons Basemore says that our battle, our war, is not against flesh and blood, against those in high places in spiritual darkness, who are hiding in spiritual darkness. So we don't carry a gun. But at the same time, we don't carry a gun, but we don't turn the other cheek. We teach that we fight with those who fight with us, but we don't have to pick up the arm. God has promised us that he would bring about our salvation, and we would not have to lift a finger. He's more than willing and happy to fight our enemies for us. That's how come I put my faith and trust and seek refuge in Allah. Okay, sorry, go ahead. And also, let me correct this one. The address for the station here is 1434, let me make that clear, 1434 East Macmillan Street, the Cincinnati, 45206, 45206, okay? I'm asking, help to find a call, stay on the air. And before I go on, sister, also let me thank you for your membership and your donation to WIF. Go ahead, sister, if you would.
Yes, sir, thank you, and I appreciate the information that you have given, Brother Donald. I agree with you 100%.
Thank you, Susan.
And I'd like to add to what you just said, that, you know, we have enough black-on-black crime and black death and, you know, going on in the black community as it is. We don't need guns in our community. We need the true knowledge and wisdom of God.
That's right. That's right. Exactly what we need.
Thank you, sir.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, my sister.
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. In fact, sister's so right. The greatest knowledge is, brothers and sisters, you can get. There's three. Three great. First is calls coming right in behind. Take this call. I call you on the air.
Yes, I was calling to ask, isn't it true that you've only been on the board since the end of 1998 and that you were disbarred as an attorney because you ripped off your...
Okay. All right. We have some, I think his sister referred to them as real devils out there. And as a consequence like this, we have those ones who are so full of hate. It goes right back to what I said earlier about this group that have aligned themselves to and have solicited the aid of City Beat and these people. In fact, I want to take the time if I can. I may not be able to get it all in, but this is my response to the first article. To the article in City Beat. So hold your calls. We're down to about 3-4 minutes, okay, if you would. And it says this one, I'm going to read this. It says, this letter is in response to City Beat's one-sided article entitled Watching It Wave, written by one of the newly hired so-called investigative reporters who failed to investigate what she is reporting. Okay, and in this letter, and I may not have time to read it all because I wanted to take my time to read it clearly. What she's trying to do, brothers and sisters, is that these people don't matter. Truth don't mean anything to them. Verifiable facts doesn't mean anything to them. They just want to write a story because what they would like to do is for you as listeners, as the previous caller attempted to do, to undefine it. And I want to let her know, I do recognize the voice of the previous caller, that they want you to undermine the leadership and the confidence, you see, that here in Way. And that we have led this station to becoming, as I indicated before, noteworthy of this being recognized all over the country. So as a consequence of that, brothers and sisters, we have come to find out that this group now sees Way as a valuable asset. And they would like to take over the leadership, even though they have demonstrated the leadership. They have no works, no contributions to the growth and the development of this great station. So I say to all of you all who want to maintain weight as it is, and so, if we do maintain it as it is, what we'll find out today, if you want the programming, or if you like African programming, if you like Hispanic programming, if you like the other types of program that we have on the show, then I say keep that on. If you like Islamic perspectives, if you like Talking Drum, if you like Red, Black, and Green, it's liberation time, then I need your support. I still need 4 more members to call me before we're off the air this evening. Call me, brothers and sisters. Let them know you support WAIF, okay? And if you do, call in your pledge. I'll be here till about 7:15, so you still have about 20 more minutes. You can call me off the air. I'll get the information from you, and we appreciate your support. We appreciate all that which you've done and all that that we hope that you will do to show your support in the coming weeks and months, okay? So I need your help. I'm asking, and if you to get behind me, get behind the show, get behind WAIF and let the world know that we appreciate alternative broadcast. Because you know what you hear on WAIF, you could not hear on any other radio station here in Cincinnati and anywhere close in this particular region. So, brothers and sisters, it looks like I'm coming to the top of my hour at 7 o'clock. I'm going to ask you to stay tuned. Coming up next is the Red, Black, and Green is Liberation Time. Brother Asa Olasola, he's in the studio. As I say to each and every one of you always, that up, you mighty race, you can accomplish what you will. And therefore, I'm going to ask you to stay tuned to and for our next program coming up, Red, Black, and Green. It's liberation time. And again, as always, may Allah bless in each and every one of you with the light of understanding. And again, as I greet you in peace, we say it in the Arabic language, our own natural language, As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. Thank you. Stay tuned. You're listening to WAIF FM Radio 88.3 on your FM dial.